Believe in yourself, cause it starts with you, and then everyone else will believe you too. And if it looks like you're the only believer around, just keep on believing, don't put yourself.
Our guest this week grew up in Southern Missouri and earned a BS in nursing from Missouri Baptist College and an MS in nursing from Goldfarb School of Nursing at Barnes Jewish College. From 2013 to 2020, she was the Director of Emergency Services at St. Louis Children's Hospital. And since May of 2020, she's been the President of Children's Hospital of Michigan, which was founded in 1886. CHM is the largest and only freestanding hospital in the state dedicated exclusively to the treatment of children. Her name, Kathy Donovan. And I'm Jack Pasula, and this is Anything Is Possible on News Talk 760 WJR. I'm Jack Pasula. This is Anything Is Possible. And we're talking to the president of Children's Hospital of Michigan, the one and only, Kathy Donovan. Kathy, welcome. An honor to have you.
Thank you, Jack. I appreciate so much to be invited to the show. It's a true honor.
Thank you. What if we start by talking about your childhood and your parents, please?
I would love to. My parents are my favorite subject next to my own children. So I am, as you said in my introduction, from Missouri. I grew up in a very small town called Hillsboro, Missouri, where my mother was a fourth grade teacher and my dad was an auto mechanic. And what makes my story a little bit special or unique is I am actually adopted. And I came into my new family in 1970 when adoption was more the exception than the rule. And me and my sister were adopted together, my biological sister, and it changed our life. And we grew up in a very loving, very education-focused home. Since my mom was a teacher, it was a priority that we all received a great education. And I also have a brother, so I have three siblings total. We are each 4 years apart, and I am the middle child. So my father passed away 4 years ago, which is still tough for all of us to reconcile. But we are a super close family. And my husband, Gary, and I actually grew up in the same small town together, met in high school. We're high school sweethearts. We have been married more than 30 years, and we have three children of our own.
What's the biggest thing, Kathy, you learned from mom? And what's the biggest thing you learned from Dad?
So it was both the same. Actually, the values that they instilled in us is faith first, then family, and then friends. And really, my childhood and the way we were raised is what made me fall in love with service work and taking care of our community and those that surround us. Because it was the philosophy my parents had, and we did it my whole entire childhood. No matter what you had, you gave to others. And that's the way I was raised. And then I was fortunate enough to marry my best friend, Gary, and he's a fireman. And so that life of service to your community was even more magnified within my own, you know, personal immediate family, because that was Gary's whole life, taking care of our community and giving back. And so we carried on that tradition with our own children.
And there was one more cornerstone they taught you, and that was to love the St. Louis Brews and the St. Louis Cardinals. But we won't go there.
I'm a little bit hesitant to say that on the radio show, but if you're from St. Louis, you love the Cardinals. They're beloved. They can do no wrong, and they're a staple in the community. And the St. Louis Blues are just as important to the St. Louis community. St. Louis rallies around their sports just like Detroit does.
Every time those Cardinals beat my Cubs, they do wrong, okay? Every time. So how was it you chose nursing?
So when I left for college, I actually didn't know what career path I was going to take on. And my roommate, who is my best friend, we went to college together. Her name is Julie. She decided she wanted to be an accountant, and I took one upper-level math class with Julie and thought, what is the opposite of this major? Because that's what I want to do. And so I went to see the counselor at school and she suggested nursing, and I actually had not thought about it before. And so I took a pre-nursing class and I fell in love with it. And then as I was going through my clinicals at Missouri Baptist, once we got to the pediatric rotation, I was hooked and there was no going back, because really caring for these kids and making a difference so they can have full productive lives is what really made me fall in love with the nursing profession.
And who would have ever thought that this person that didn't love math would now be looking at 20 spreadsheets a day and hours a day looking at numbers. So talk to us, Kath, if you will, about the vocation we know as nursing.
Yeah, so nursing is really more of an art and a science combined, which makes it really unique. So you have to have all the technical scientific background to give your patients top quality care. But there's also this super fine art to being a nurse about caring not just for the patient, but holistically the whole family, and leading with empathy and humility, because you are meeting people at the worst moments of their life, especially when you work at a children's hospital. These are people, they're their children, and it's devastating to them. So when you're coming in to work for your normal day that you do every day, you have to remember that you're coming into contact with people who are hearing for the very first time their children has cancer, or their child has a heart defect, or their child's liver doesn't work. I mean, these are just devastating things. So nursing, the art of nursing, is really about how do you give folks hope to hold on so we can heal them. And that's what really attracts me to nursing as a profession. And we've come so far in the past 30 years that I've been doing this. I became a nurse in 1991. So I've been doing this for a long time, and my entire background is pediatric medicine. And so I am just in love with the fact that we can bring these kids in so broken, and then you meet them 20 years later and they're full functioning adults with families of their own, and they're bringing their children back to see you.
I've always been amazed when I go into a hospital where, and this doesn't to put the doctor down, but the doctor might show up once a day for 2 minutes. The other 23 hours and 58 minutes are the nurses doing everything. It's amazing what they do.
It is amazing. I mean, the nurses are the ever-present person at the bedside, and it's who the families connect with the most and who they learn to trust and rely on. And that's why we do, you know, primary nursing, where, you know, if a child is a long stay child, we try to have two or three nurses care for that child throughout their whole stay, because the bond the nurses make with these families is just as important as the medical care that we give to them.
We're talking to Kathy Donovan. She's the modern day Florence Nightingale. When we come back, we're going to ask her about how was it she focused on children's health. And I'm Jack Rasula, and this is Anything Is Possible on News Talk 760 WJR. Welcome back to Anything Is Possible. I'm your host, Jack Rasula. We're with Kathy Donovan, the president of Children's Hospital of Michigan. She was named that in May of 2020 during the height of the COVID pandemic. Kath, how was it you decided to focus on children's health all these years?
Yeah, children are extremely unique and require super specialized care. You know, the myth that they're just little adults is absolutely not true. And it takes a very special healthcare worker to take on pediatrics as their career. It's very devastating when any patient dies, whether they're 2 weeks old or 99 years old. It's very hard on caregivers, but to watch a child suffer and die is just heart-wrenching, right? So I became a pediatric nurse to save as many as we can. Children are our future, and we have to invest in them, not just in healthcare, but in education and across the spectrum. So I was really attracted to taking care of kids because they're innocent. Nothing that they have done resulted in their health issues, and we need to protect them. and we need to raise them up and we need to heal them and we need to give their families hope. And that's really why I was attracted to pediatric medicine. It's also so super specialized. Every case is unique and different from adults. In the pediatric space, a team could consist of 10 different subspecialists caring for one child. And that advanced technology-driven high-quality care also attracted the scientist in me to really get to want to be a part of that.
How was it you went into hospital administration?
Well, like most people, it was a fluke. So at the end of my clinical career, I was a flight nurse at St. Louis Children's Hospital, and it was the best job I've ever had. I mean, just incredible work, highly energetic, highly adrenaline-producing job, and I loved every minute of it. And my manager that I had at the time had to retire quickly due to family issues. And they said, Kathy, how would you like to fill in and be interim until we can find someone? And suddenly that interim became a permanent position and I just fell backwards into this thing. And I decided that it was my opportunity to stop complaining about the situation that was at hand and really make a difference and change some things. So I got energized and we started to do some really great work with the flight program. And then that just led into taking on more and more responsibility with emergency services and other things. And that's how my career grew. I came up the traditional nurse pathway, staff nurse, charge nurse, nurse leader, nurse director, vice president of nursing, hospital COO, and then CEO. So I've really have been able to connect with the frontline staff because I absolutely understand what they do for us every single day. And I understand the clinical pieces of the business, which I also think give me a little bit of a leg up.
All right. From late 2016 to 2018, you were the COO of Sunrise Children's Hospital in Vegas. Talk about that chapter of your life.
Yeah, so that was my first branch out of not-for-profit pediatric healthcare. I went to HCA, which is a for-profit health system, and became the COO of one of their flagship children's hospitals in Las Vegas. And I learned a lot about operating more efficiently and moving faster. The pace of change was much faster. But the biggest thing I took away from Las Vegas is I was there and I was actually the administrator on call during the Las Vegas shootings. And the experience changed my life. It shaped the way I approach every day. I don't take anything for granted anymore. What it really taught me was your life can change in an instant. One minute you're standing at a country musical festival and the next minute someone is shooting at you. We saw, 500 patients in 2 hours, and the experience of going through a real mass casualty event, it changed my lens. And I feel like I've become even more passionate about things and drive to be prepared for emergencies. And I am just thankful to God every day that I wake up and have another chance to do this every single day because it really puts your life into perspective.
Okay, speaking of thanking God, it's June 1st, 2020. It's the eye of the hurricane, the height of the COVID pandemic, and you become the CEO, the president of Children's Hospital of Michigan. Kathy, why?
So I look back on it now, Jack, and I think, was this the smartest move I've made over this 35-year career span? So you're absolutely right. So I moved to downtown Detroit in the middle of the pandemic and civil unrest. It was the double whammy as I moved into Detroit. So the good news was, I had already been through all the COVID preparations in St. Louis, standing up the command center. I took lead on that at Cardinal Glennon. And so we were already in the thick of it in St. Louis. So coming to Detroit, it was just more. It was more intense here. We had more cases. And so we were well into being prepared and not just reacting to the situation. We were proactive. What it did allow me to do as a brand new administrator at a brand new hospital is really get to know my people and build relationships, because everyone was stuck in the hospital. There was no, you know, you weren't out in the community, you weren't attending events, you really weren't fundraising for anything at the time. So what it did do for me is allow me to connect on a personal level with all the people here at the Children's Hospital of Michigan. I really got to know my doctors and all of my staff and my entire team, and start building relationships that sometimes you really rush through when you're just getting down to business. So it did afford me an opportunity to sort of what I call stay at home for a while and really dig into building a foundation, which I'm extremely thankful for. And then we had to rebuild and we had to dig out of the hole, just like every hospital across the country did. But COVID adversely impacted children's hospitals because we didn't have, you know, thank God we didn't have children greatly affected by COVID. So we didn't have the patient numbers, but we still shut everything down. So what that resulted in is the business was gone overnight. Our emergency department here at the Children's Hospital went from seeing 300 kids a day to 30 overnight. It was crazy. And so post the pandemic, it was all about how do we recover from this? How do we treat our community safely? How do we bring kids back to get the care we know they need and have the parents feel safe coming into our building? And that's what I spent the first several months when I arrived in Detroit doing.
Children's Hospital of Michigan was founded 135 years ago, 1886. Kathy Donovan's got all those numbers in her head. And 10 years later, 1896, Hiram Walker, inspired by the tragedy of losing his 13-year-old daughter, Jenny Melissa, he donated a new building at St. Antoine in Farnsworth. Today, Children's Hospital. And I'm Jack Prisula, and this is Anything Is Possible on News Talk 760 WJR. This is Anything Is Possible. I'm your host, Jack Prisula. We're with Kathy Donovan. Kath, tell us about Children's Hospital of Michigan.
I would love to. So I'm absolutely in love with this place. What attracted me to come here and take this job is actually the mission of the Children's Hospital of Michigan. We have one focus, one purpose, and that's the kids of Detroit. We've been here, like you said, Jack, for more than 130 years doing what we do best. We bring this nationally ranked care close to home, and we're a staple of this community, and we have not wavered from our mission to really provide top-notch quality care to the kids of Detroit and beyond. So, you know, we're the only freestanding children's hospital in the state. We're the only dedicated burn center. We're a level one trauma center. We have one of the most sophisticated NICUs in the state to take care of newborn babies. We offer more than 40 pediatric and surgical subspecialties. So any issue a child would have, we can treat that child here. We're nationally ranked in 6 subspecialties by U.S. News and World Report, which is a huge deal. That means the care that kids get here at the Children's Hospital of Michigan lines up with the top-ranked children's hospitals in the country. And we pride ourselves that we lead with quality and safety, which is the number one priority for us here at Children's.
There are 7,000 hospitals in the United States of America, but only 45 are entirely, solely devoted to children. Kathy, why so few?
So the reason why the children's space is smaller is because pediatric medicine makes up a smaller portion of the population of just total people who need treatment. The other thing is that it's so specialized that unless you do this all day long, it's hard for places to hold up just bits and pieces of what I would call dabbling in pediatrics. So because one child may need 10 different subspecialists, you have to have all those subspecialists available immediately. And it's hard to keep that all up unless you have the sheer volume that the children's hospitals have. that's why it's so segregated and that there are so few, which makes it makes competition stiff. And it also makes it harder for parents to gain access, which is why the Children's Hospital of Michigan has really spread their reach. So we have our main hospital, which is in downtown Detroit, and we have a second hospital, which is in Troy in Oakland County. And then we have five other outpatient facilities that are spread all over to make sure we're bringing care to our families, so it's not a burden for them to try to access all of our subspecialist physicians.
That one in Troy on Big Beaver, everybody knows it because of the different bright colors on the outside and inside. All right. You're a servant leader to 2,000 teammates, Kathy. Talk about the 650 plus nurses, the 450 full-time doctors that make up your team.
So our clinical and ancillary staff that we have here at the Children's Hospital is the backbone of what we do here. I am actually the least important person in this building. We lead with our clinicians. They're the ones that do the work. They're the ones that make the difference. And they are the true healthcare heroes, which that was coined right during COVID, healthcare heroes. But I have known for 35 years that nurses, doctors, EVS, food service, respiratory therapy, all of our physical therapists in the building, they are the heroes. They're the ones that touch the patients and families every single day. They're the ones that make the difference and give our families hope and healing. Our staff is our number one priority, because they are what we are. They make the Children's Hospital of Michigan so very special. We have a lot of longevity here at Children's. Folks come here and they stay because of our mission. And we're all so proud of that. And they truly want to take care of our patients and families in Detroit. And that's why they're here. And so I appreciate our staff very much. And we try to show that and tell them every single day. But we're coming out of COVID, and it was very hard on clinical staff across the country. And so trying to figure out how do we hold up their emotional needs post-COVID and make sure that we're still engaged in taking care of our staff in the best way we can is what we're really focused on now.
We're talking to Kathy Donovan, the president of Children's Hospital of Michigan, which is 135 years old. Kath, every time I walk through Children's Hospital of Michigan, the thing that screams out at me is the love, the patience, the hope, the surrender to God. It's just a culture of love. You smell it, you sense it, it's everywhere. How does that happen?
You know, it's our staff that drive the culture here. They make up what we are and who we are. And it's incredible to me to watch these families come in, and in an instant, they turn their child over to you. They trust you. We give them hope that we're going to be able to fix whatever's wrong with their kiddos so they can go on and have normal, productive lives. And what makes our culture so unique and special here is absolutely 100% the staff. It's the attitudes that they show up to work with. It's the dedication that they have to this place, this community, their jobs, these kids. It's caring and compassion. We hear stories about our staff all the time about these super extraordinary things they do, whether they sit and pray with a family, or they bring in a sandwich, a home-cooked meal for a family, or we throw a prom for our teenagers that can't leave and go to their high school prom. All this super special things that comes from the staff, and that is what makes the culture at Children's Hospital so unique and special.
Speaking of super extraordinary, I've been blessed a few times to go into the neonatal ICU unit, where there'll be 10 to 15 one-pound babies. That's 1 pound of butter. And 90% of these one-pound infants will survive and become very healthy producing people. Talk about that miracle that happens in that neonatal unit.
It's incredible for someone like me who's watched the progression of neonatal care for 35 years. So when I started in nursing in 1991, the advances in technology. So babies that were born at 23 weeks in 1991, they didn't live. And if they did, it was a miracle. And now these babies are not only living, they're thriving. So that the technology advances and the way we approach the care for neonatal medicine has just come so far that we are able to absolutely save more lives and on a regular basis. So I was just at an event Monday of this week, and I met a dad, and his daughter had heart surgery. She was one of our NICU babies. She had heart surgery here from Dr. Hal Walters when she was 4 weeks old. She's 22, a college graduate, and absolutely thriving. And she still comes back at 22 years of age to the Children's Hospital of Michigan every year for her yearly checkup because she doesn't want to go anywhere else. And it's just incredible for me to hear those type of stories and the difference that we made in that one child's life and that one family's life. And we could repeat that same miracle story thousands of times. And our staff here just says, this is what we do. This is what we, you know, they take it for granted in just a way that they're just doing their job. But to each of these families, it is just a huge thing, and it's so incredible just to stand on the periphery and be part of it.
And another thing that's amazing is the staff and the patients and their families. It's a walking, breathing United Nations. And I'm Jack Krasula, and this is Anything Is Possible on News Talk 760 WJR.
Jack Krasula, host of WJR's Anything Is Possible, the weekly radio visit, brings his 15 years of inspirational storytelling to hardcover. With God, anything is possible.
Anything is possible.
15 of Jack's more than 750 tales of defeating odds and achieving the extraordinary. Like Bob Woodruff, whose job covering the war in Iraq nearly cost him his life. And Nick Vujicic, the limbless evangelist who has stunned millions with his message of acceptance and grace. With God, anything is possible. Order now while signed copies are still available at trustinusllc.square.site. That's trustinusllc.square.site. And as Jack says,
make it a great week because with God, anything is possible. Spohol. I'm Jack Krasula. This is Anything Is Possible. And we're talking to an extraordinary lady. And Southeast Michigan is better because she and her family came 15 months ago. Kathy Dunn. Kath, over these last 30 years, you've been around thousands of very sick children, SID infants, etc. Kathy Donovan, what have they taught you?
They taught me to really appreciate the small things in life because that's what's most important. Family, your faith, your friends. I show up every day to work because I am so thankful for what I get back when I come here. Anytime, you know, an administrator's job, let's just not kid ourselves. An administrator's job is full of meetings. That's what we do all day. And COVID made that apparent, you know, abundantly apparent because then we sat on Zoom all day. And so when I'm having a rough day or feeling cranky about whatever small thing I have going on, I get up out of the chair and I go up to the units and I see a patient and a family, or I hold a baby, or I take a kid for a walk in a wagon, and it changes my perspective because anything that I have going on in my life is so small compared to what these families are going through in my hospital. And it just puts it in perspective for me and allows me to push harder, to do more, to be able to make more of a difference, because my goal always is to leave a place better than I found it. And coming here, that's my goal, is to make things better for the kids of Detroit and beyond so these families have hope and can get on with their regular lives that sometimes I take for granted. So I really strive to make every moment matter so I can just do more when I come to work.
I haven't been the host of this show for 16 years. I've been the beneficiary. And whenever I've had a guest that has a special needs child, Kathy, they refer to that child as their hero, their teacher, their angel from God, their inspiration. How do you explain that?
Because we get so much more out of these kids than you can ever imagine. They're completely innocent. They say things exactly how they are. They don't PC anything. They just say it. And they give you a real perspective on what's important in life. The other thing is kids have this ability. I say kids and puppies. They have this ability to give you this unconditional love, trust, faith. I mean, you can put an IV in a kid and 2 minutes later they're hugging you because that's just how fast they've forgiven you and let it go because they have such big hearts and big capacities to love and trust. And we have to value that trust and we have to take care of these kids. We need to protect them and that's what we're here for.
Do miracles still happen today?
Every single day, every day. So we start every single meeting at the Children's Hospital of Michigan with a patient story or a feel-good moment. That's what we call it. And the reason why we do that is because it brings us back to our mission before we start a meeting to give us purpose and remind us of the why. And so every day on Daily Safety Huddle, another meeting we start with the patient story, I listen intently because that sets the tone for the rest of my day. These miracles, these things that happen with these children, they're giving a 1% chance to live and they're coming back for our NICU family reunion and they're in kindergarten and they're thriving. It's crazy. That's a miracle. And we contributed to that, but the impact for this child, their life, their family is just incredible. And like I said, that story that I heard on Monday, this child, now she's a grown woman, she's 22, That's a miracle. She was 4 weeks old, had a major heart defect, and now she's thriving.
Can you share with us a couple more recent feel-good stories?
I would love to. So we had a kiddo that came here. He's been discharged now for about 2 months. He came in to have some rehab work done. And so when he got to us, he could not walk. He could not sit up. He couldn't crawl. He's 3 years old, and we did a clap out for him, and he came around the corner, and he had his walker with him, and he pushed it to the side, and he told his parents, "I'm walking out of here." And this little guy, 3 years old, who was told just weeks before that he's not going to walk, walked out of this hospital. That's a miracle. That brings us back to our mission. That shows what we do here every day, the high quality of care, the lives we change, the impact we have on these kids. And he's thriving. So we did a Zoom call with him during Child Advocacy Week with some state legislators. This was probably 3 weeks ago. And he was running around their house. You could see him in the background. Like they would put him on their lap to get on the Zoom. And he would like slide off because he had no interest in participating in a meeting and he would run away. And he came in here in a wheelchair.
25 years ago, one of the most iconic physicians ever at Children's Hospital of Michigan told me, "Jack, we cut, but God heals." Kathy, talk to us about the most powerful thing on earth, prayer.
Yeah, so really super special. To have our family surrounded by folks that are willing to pray with them or calling in our chaplains that are willing to just hold our parents' hand. Folks turn to their faith when they're in these worst moments of their life and to be able to support them and hold them up and give them the hope that, you know, there's someone standing behind our physicians as they walk in a higher power, as they walk in to operate on their child's heart, gives these families comfort in knowing that faith is going to get them through along with the heart surgeon. So all of our folks believe in that, and we, you know, they surround the families and do what the families are most, you know, comfortable with.
paint for us a picture of Children's Hospital of Michigan in 2025.
Yes. So our, you know, my goal coming here, immediately was to get us out of this, what I consider the COVID slump that we were all sitting in, get us back to baseline, get our businesses back open and running, full functioning. All the clinics needed to open back up. We're there now. So now we need to focus on the next phase of children. So we're really trying to push on our national recognition. We're really trying to push on our research platform, innovation. We want to be talked about in the top 10 children's hospitals in the country, not the state, not this region, in the country, because that is really where the Children's Hospital of Michigan deserves to be. The care we give here, the quality numbers that we have, the patient satisfaction that we have drive us to be able to compete at that level. And so that's my goal as we round the corner of 25, 26, 27, is to really push us to that next level where we're in those big table conversations with the best children's hospitals in the country.
As our time winds down together this evening, what advice do you give to our young listeners, Kathy Donovan?
So for the young listeners out there, there is no other career that will give you more passion, more fulfillment, more gratitude, more thankfulness than a career in the healthcare field. I would encourage each young person that's listening today to really follow their heart. Everyone has to work a really long time. And if you're not doing something that energizes you to get up out of bed in the mornings, to show up for work with a smile in your heart, then you're not doing what you should be doing. So follow your passion, follow your heart, but there's no greater gift than giving back to others. And so I would always encourage folks to follow that career path.
Kathy Donovan, I want to say thanks from all of Southeast Michigan, all of Michigan, to you and your 2,000 teammates. There are 2,000s of God's angels every day. Keep up the great, great work.
Jack, thank you so much.
Please join us next Saturday. Until then, I'm Jack Prasula. Thanks for listening, and make it a great week, because with God, anything is possible. Spall.
Believe in yourself.